Welcome into the film room, and today, offensive line. Does it kind of raise your ire a little bit, maybe? Jaguars quarterback sacked 71 times. But, you know, the sky's not falling completely when it comes to the offensive line. A lot of fixable issues with more competition in the future. And at the end of the season, general manager Dave Caldwell talked about three guys in particular in his press conference, and we're going to look at them today. The first three plays I picked out because the Baltimore Ravens possess one of the best front sevens in football, extremely physical. I want you to focus in, though, on the athleticism of the three guys that Dave Caldwell mentioned, Bowanko, Linder, and Jokel. Watch how they move on this play. All have great movement skills. And, you know, let me mention something else. Very few centers in the National Football League can shotgun snap and pull, but Luke Bowanko can do that. And also, no issues with quarterback and center exchange all year long. This is a great play that shows their athleticism. Brandon Williams, the nose tackle for the Baltimore Ravens, is one of the better players in the league and certainly came on strong at the end of the year. Watch the combo block by Bowanko and Linder. Strength and moving them. And then Bowanko's ability to get up to the second level, allowing Toby Gerhart to get a good gain. And boy, doesn't Toby look good when his shoulders are square and his pads are down and he's hitting it with speed and power. Focusing in on these three guys once again. Look at the combo block again by Linder and Bowanko. Look at the cut block by Linder. Great job on Brandon Williams. And then Bowanko getting up to that second level and Darryl Smith, the former Jaguar. Now, let's look at Luke Jokel getting up to the Pro Bowler. C.J. Mosley walling him off, allowing Storm Johnson to get a significant gain. All nice plays. Now, all three of these guys need to improve. Now, Brandon Linder was solid all year long, but the Lukes, Bowanko and Jokel, need to get a little bit stronger. But also, hand placement and awareness will help their game going forward. Let's jump back in and see where they can improve. In London against the Dallas Cowboys, let's focus in on Luke Jokel versus former Jaguar Jeremy Mincy. Watch the hands of Luke Jokel. You see that hand where it's not contacting anywhere on Jeremy Mincy? The hands have to be better. And when you miss with your hands, you have a tendency to fall forward. This is an area that Luke Jokel needs to improve on. Because if you don't, Mincy and other guys in the future will continue to get sacks. And here's a good example by Luke Jokel with his hands. Look at the hand placement on Terrell Suggs. And see, you stop the power rush and the bull rush when you have good initial hand placement. Now let's go to the middle. Luke Bowanko. You can see that he's not quite sure what he's facing. And look at the contact by Timmy Jernigan. But Bowanko's eyes are really to the defensive tackle on the other side. If he could have met power with power, he would have looked stronger on this play. So here is an issue of having better awareness to not be soft and make a soft pocket. In the future, this is what Blake Bortles' pocket needs to look like. And I understand that this is a three-step game. But when you have a young quarterback with a clean pocket, it's going to allow him to thrive. And also, look at Brandon Linder. J.J. Watt, one of the best players in the National Football League, when he comes in and he meets Linder, look at the stop. The power of Brandon Linder. He's going to be a good one. A future Pro Bowler, in my opinion. One thing that has to happen with the offensive line, they have to get better in the future. And I expect general manager Dave Caldwell to add some guys, whether it be in free agency or the draft, making that position more competitive. Competition breeds success.